Good morning, boys and girls. I am so happy to be here today with you for our Pop-Tarts in Pajamas. Now, if you remember the last time I was here, I did a lesson on obey. Do you remember that? Raise your hand if you remember. Now, there were three things I taught you about obey, and I hope that you've been practicing that. Do you remember what they were? We're going to obey right away, all the way, and in a happy way. Good job. Now, before we get started, I'd like to open in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for all the boys and girls that are watching. I pray that they will listen and they will apply everything that they hear to their lives. And I pray that they'll use it to honor and glorify you. Amen. Now, I want to introduce you to two characters that I brought with me today. The first character I brought was this guy. And this guy's name is Envy. Can you say envy? Now, maybe you've never heard that word before. Envy means an emotion you have when you want something someone else has or something that someone else has achieved. Or when you wish that the other person didn't have something or achieve something. The other person I brought with me is this one. And this is content. Content is means that you're happy, that you're pleased, that you're satisfied or at peace with what you have or you've achieved. Now, which one do you think God wants us to be like? This envy monster or the content? Which one? Content is right. God wants us to be content. Now, there's a verse in the Bible that actually tells us what we should do and how we cannot be envious. So today, that's what we're going to look at. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open them to Proverbs 14:30. That's almost in the middle of your Bible. Again, Proverbs 14:30. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to look at my poster because I know some of you that are watching can't read yet. So I've made a poster with some pictures, and I'm going to explain my pictures to you, and that way it's going to help us learn this verse. So Proverbs 14:30 says, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." All right, if you can read, try to read it with me. Proverbs 14:30, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." Now that verse is up here on my poster. So this is the reference on the top, and then this is the letter A. But when we read, we say, So the next picture I have is of an ear. Can you pull on your ear? Good job. This is the word sound. We use our ears for sound. So when we have the word in the Bible, it says sound. You know what this is. It's a heart. A sound heart is, and then the word the. Now, this verse has four the's in it. So every time we see a star like this, we're going to say the word the. So that'll help you remember to say the word the. So we have a sound heart is the, and this is a little picture of a plant. And this plant is nice and green. When plants are alive, they have life. They're nice and green. So we're going to say the word life when I point to this picture of the plant. Then we have the word of. And now do you remember what we're supposed to say when we have the star? The. Good job. And now this is a picture of a hand. Can you put your hand out? Can you touch your skin like this? That's flesh. We usually call it skin, but in the Bible, sometimes they call it flesh. So this is your flesh. So there's a picture of the flesh. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. Now, what does that mean? A sound heart. A sound heart means being at peace or being complete. And that's what we want. We want to have a good, healthy heart and happy heart. Then we have this word, but. And what that means is kind of like the opposite. So this is the good part. But now we have the other part. Remember this guy? This guy's our envy monster, and here's a little picture of him. But envy, the, and now in this bag, if you can see it, I have a strawberry. And something's happening to my strawberry. It's getting mushy. It's turning kind of greenish black. And pretty soon, if I leave it here, it'll even start to grow some mold. Do you know why? Because it's rotting. Have you ever seen at home maybe a piece of bread that starts to get moldy and rot? You can never undo rottenness. There's nothing you can put on it to make it stop. You have to be careful and put your vegetables and fruit into the fridge sometimes to prevent them from rotting. So this little bag has my rottenness in it. So but envy the rottenness of, there's our word the again, and these are pictures of bones. Now you have lots of bones in your body. Now it does not sound good if we start getting rottenness into our bones. But that's what the Bible tells us happens when we let envy get into our bones. And just picture that. That just sounds gross, doesn't it? So let's say it again all together. Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh. But envy the rottenness of the bones. Good job. We'll practice that again in a little bit. Now, I have brought with me an envy bag. Inside this bag, I have a lot of items. And what I want you to do when I pull out an item out of the bag is I want you to tell me what it is. And then I'm going to explain to you how it might cause envy in your life. Now, if this little envy monster had somewhere to live, he'd probably live inside my bag here. Because these are things that he likes to use to be able to cause envy in your life. So, I'm going to pull out the first item, and I want you to tell me what it is. Are you ready? All right. What is this? It is. It's a toy. Now, did you know that toys can cause envy in your life? Maybe you want a toy someone else has. Or maybe you see a toy at the store and you think, wow, I really wish I could have that toy. If I had that toy, it would make me so happy and I'd have so much fun. Or it might even be bigger than a toy. Maybe you look at a neighbor's playground and you think, wow, I wish I had a playground like that. Well, that's envy. And that's not good. The Bible tells us we should not be envious of others. The next thing, it's a mirror. You can be envious of somebody else's appearance. Maybe you've said something like this to yourself. You might be a little girl and you might look at somebody else and say, I wish I had long, pretty hair like her. Or maybe you wish you were taller or you didn't have to wear glasses. Or you just wish you had different types of clothes or shoes. That can be envy when you're looking at other people's appearance and wishing that you had it. The next thing, what is it? It's a football. This one, I brought this because I want it to represent talent. Some people are really good at sports, and you might be envious of them. They might even go so far and win like a championship or an award for being so good at a sport. Or they might have a talent of music, and they might be really good at playing the piano. And we can become envious of somebody else's talents. And God doesn't want us to become envious of somebody else's talents. The next thing, it's a watch. Now this I'm using to represent time. You can be envious of somebody's time. Another person might get to spend more time doing something than you. Maybe a sibling gets to play outside longer than you do or watch a TV longer than you. That can make you become envious. And attention is another thing we sometimes become envious of. Maybe you have a grandparent that's paying more attention to one sibling than another, and you become envious of that, or a teacher in the classroom. We need to be careful not to get envious of time or people's attention. The next thing I have is a pack of fruit snacks. That's kind of silly, huh? Did you know you can be envious of food? Yeah. You can become envious over food. In my house, my boys tend to get very envious over this little pack of fruit snacks. Inside here are red and blue fruit snacks, and they get envious and jealous over how many blue fruit snacks the other brother gets. Seems silly, right? But that's envy. And God does not want us to be envious. When we're envious, it rots our bones. And so you can even be envious of food. Think about it. Have you ever been here at church and maybe had snack time and somebody was passing out cookies and you become envious of a different type of cookie? Or you might even wish that you got more cookies than what's being passed out? That's envy. So we have to be content and happy with what we get. Now I have the last thing in my bag, and this is activities. This is actually a little Chuck E. Cheese little card. How many of you have ever been to Chuck E. Cheese? Yes, it's lots of fun. But we can be envious of activities that people get to do. Sometimes maybe a brother or sister gets invited to a birthday party, and you don't get invited. And you might become envious that they get to go someplace that you don't get to go. And you might wish that you got to go or that they weren't able to go. And that's not good. God does not want us to be envious of others. So these are just a few things that can cause us envy in our lives. We might be envious of somebody's talents. We might be envious of snacks or food. We might be envious of somebody's appearance, time, activities, and even of toys. Now, what should we do if we feel like we are being envious? If all of a sudden when we are in our house or at a store or we're at church or we're at school and we start to feel like we're being envious of somebody else, I've come up with some things that we should do so that we don't become envious. And if you do, these are things that you can put into your life and practice so that you don't become envious anymore. But before I go over those, let's go over our verse one more time. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Good job. No, God doesn't want us to end up with rotten bones, so these are things that we should do to help prevent that. Now, the first thing that you should do, if you feel like all of a sudden you're becoming envious, you're looking and all of a sudden the envy starts to come upon you, you need to do this. The first thing you need to do is stop looking. Stop looking at others. When we become envious, stop looking. The next thing you might think of is when you're in the store. Stop trying to look at all those toys or those clothes. Or even if you're looking at maybe a magazine. If you start to feel envious, the first thing you need to do is stop looking. There was a president, his name was Theodore Roosevelt, and he said, comparison is the thief of joy. And that's what he's trying to say, is that when we look and compare ourselves to others, it's going to rob us of our joy. And so you need to stop looking at others. The second thing you need to do when you feel that envy coming, after you're done, stop looking. Tell yourself, no, I don't need to be looking at that person like that. The next thing you need to do is think thankful. What think thankful means is you need to start thinking about all the things that you're thankful for in that situation. So you can make a list in your mind, or you can even, if you need to and you're struggling a lot with this issue, you can even make a list out on paper of the things that you're thankful for. So if you start to look at somebody else's toys and become envious, what you should do is you should start thinking about all the toys that you're thankful for. And that will help you to think thankful. The third thing you need to do, so first you need to stop looking. The second thing you need to do is start thinking thankful. And then the last thing is you need to pray. And when you pray, first you need to ask God to forgive you for being envious. It is very easy to look at others and what they have and want it for yourself. But that's not right. God tells us it's a sin, so you need to ask for forgiveness. The next thing you need to do is you need to thank Him. Thank Him for all He has given to you. I'm pretty sure that everybody out there has some toys. So you can thank Him for the things that you have. And when we start thanking God for the things that we have, it puts our focus on Him and not on what we don't have. It puts it on what we do have and how much we've been blessed. So first, ask for forgiveness for thinking envious thoughts. Then thank Him for all the things that He's given to you. And then the next thing when you're praying you should do is you should pray that He will help you not be envious of others. Because it is a struggle. Do you know that moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and everybody struggles with envy? Did you know that? This isn't just for kids. This is for everybody. And everybody can do this. We can stop looking at others. We can think thankful thoughts. And then we can pray about it. And when we pray, we ask God to forgive us. We thank Him for the things that He's given to us. And we pray that He'll help us to not be envious anymore. And so those are the three things that we should do. Now, let's use this as an example for one of the things in our bag. Let's say you're watching somebody and they're playing football and they're doing a great job. They catch the ball every time. And you say to yourself, I wish I was that good. I wish I was that fast. I wish I could catch the ball like he can. Well, that's an envious thought. You want to be and have something that somebody else has. So what should you do? The first thing you should do is you should stop looking at that person and thinking those things. The next thing you should do is you should think thankful. What things could you think about that would make you thankful? Well, be thankful that you're able to play football, that your parents allow you to play. Be thankful that you're in good health and you're physically able to play. You could thank God that you're maybe really good at throwing the football. And those are things that make you to start thinking thankful. When you start thinking thankful, now you're not looking at that other person. You're thinking about the things that you're thankful for. Then the next thing you should do is you should pray. And you should say to God, I'm sorry that I was looking at this person being envious of them. Thank you for making me physically able to play football. Thank you that I'm able to do this every week. Thank you that I'm able to throw the football really well. And then pray and ask God to help you to not look at others and not to be envious of what talents that they have. And that's just kind of an easy way to try to keep the envy out of your life. Do those three things and it'll help each time. And the more you do it and you feel that envy coming in, and the more you practice these things, then it helps you start to be aware that envy's coming in, and you want to get it out. Because if you leave envy in, you're going to be like this strawberry. And you're eventually, the envy's going to cause you to have rotten bones. And that doesn't feel good, and it makes you a very miserable and unhappy person. We want to be happy. We don't want to be like this envy guy. All right, let's read this poster again, and I'm going to give you a little bit of homework, and you can try this at home. Maybe you have a piece of paper or even maybe a piece of poster board, and it would be a good idea to try to draw something like this on your paper. You can draw an ear and a heart and a plant and the hand and all of those things, and then you can practice this verse this week and practice these steps whenever you feel envious. So let's say it together one last time. Proverbs 14:30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Very good. So if your mom and dad can help you with that, that would be great so that you can practice that this week. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to close in prayer. And I just pray that this has been a help to you and that you'll use it this week. All right, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you give us the Bible so that we can learn from it. I thank you that you tell us even what to do whenever we have envy in our lives. I pray that these boys and girls will realize when envy emotions come on to them, when they're with their siblings or with their friends or when they're out and about, Lord. I pray that they will turn to you, Lord, and that they'll follow these steps and stop looking at others, that they'll think thankful, and that they'll pray to you and make everything right. And I just pray that you will help them to use this the rest of their lives so that they can honor and glorify you, Lord. And I pray all these things in your name. I hope you guys have a good week, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.